Sorry we couldn't be with you, but at least you can hear us. This side of the record is going to be just for you and me. The other side, I'm going to let the kids sing, dance, and do whatever they want. I don't have too much to say. I wish I could be with you, kissing you with these great big lips instead of having you just listening to them. I am a little unhappy that you haven't been writing as much as I'd like to hear from you. You can't imagine, Daddy, how much I wait every day for that mailman to come. I run down 6 or 7 times a day just looking for your mail, and since I live on the second floor, I'm keeping slim and trim. I have gained some weight, though, so that should make you happy. I'm 120 pounds, all solid me. You look as though you were tired in your movies, Daddy. I was real happy to see them, and I was so proud of you, I just screamed when I saw you on the film. Mike and Nancy must think I'm an absolute nut. It's thanks to Mike that we have the tape recorder. He went out and borrowed it when I mentioned I'd like to tape a record for you. He has been real good to us and his family, too. The kids get along real well with his kids, and the kids have been doing real good in school. Sean has improved on his reading 100%. Almost everything I'm telling you I've said in letters, but at least you can hear my beautiful voice. How's things over there? I was sure shocked to hear about Fort Benning. That was too much. I will write to Lenore and find out what the scoop is on the housing, although they're not at Fort Benning anymore. They're in Fort Bragg, North Carolina. She wasn't happy with her quarters, as were a lot of them. Irma and Jerry call quite often. I talk to Jerry most. He is a real kick. We get along real well together. He says hi. Irma says hi. The whole family says hi. At Irma Lee's wedding, so many people asked me about you. I was real downhearted at first. I felt sorry for myself and sat there looking at everybody. But after everybody had inquired how you were and how you were doing, they kind of left me alone, and then I seemed to enjoy the party more. I drank coffee all night till it was about running out of my ears, and poor Jerry started drinking. Irma's eyes were flashing, needless to say. Grace is going to go to her dancing lessons this afternoon. I'll have to get her dressed here pretty soon. She looks so cute in her little black outfit and her tap shoes. She just loves those lessons, and I think it's worth every penny that we've put into them. She may not be the world's greatest dancer, but at least she's learning how to walk a little bit and to be a little graceful. She's learned hand movements, and, oh, she's doing real good. I'm real proud of her. You'll just love her to death when you see her. Oh, brother, here comes Grace tripping in the room now. She wants to sing happy birthday to her daddy. Okay, Kelly.
Happy birthday.
Okay. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear daddy.
Happy birthday to you. I love you, Daddy, and I want you to come home. I hope you'll have a nice day.
Okay.
I'm in dancing school.
In kindergarten.
In kindergarten.
And tell Daddy what you're doing.
I go to school in dancing school. In dance.
Uh-huh. And tell him what you do in kindergarten.
I love you very much. I love you very much.
Well, aren't you going to tell him what you do in kindergarten? Do you draw pretty pictures?
Yeah. We draw pretty pictures.
And we paint.
We paint. Bring cookies, and these clowns on our walls.
Tell Daddy where we are right now. In the boys' bedroom.
In the boys' bedroom. The boys are in school. Came home from school. No. We're going to stay toxic. A doll.
What did you say?
I want a doll and a record player, and I want some clowns.
You want
a toy? No, a toy clown.
A toy
clown.
Don't yell in the microphone.
I want a toy clown, and what else?
I don't know what you want. A doggy?
No,
that's
a
teddy bear.
That's a teddy bear, not a doggy. And a teddy bear. That's not one, that's Sean's. Uh-huh. That is Sean's. I want a teddy bear. See? Has a teddy. Casey wants a teddy bear, too.
Oh, Casey will tell him what he wants later.
No.
This was supposed to be our side, but I never seem to have a minute's peace around here. Right now she's outside blowing bubbles. I distracted her for the time being. We have a little girl next door named Annie that she plays with. They get along sometimes, sometimes they don't, but that's kids. Jeannie, Clem, and Bob sure look great. I had a real nice time with Jeannie. Bob came back, as I told you, didn't get a thing, but he enjoys hunting so much. He'd like to take you out when you come back, but everybody wants to do so much with you when you come back. We haven't got the time, I'm afraid. Are you going to take leave? How long? Write me a letter, please. I just played back what I had recorded. So far, I was real amazed to hear myself. It sounds real corny, Daddy, but I just wanted to hear you talk. I mean, I wanted you to hear us talking. I can't tell you how much I miss you. You probably wouldn't believe me anyway. Sandy and I get together. We depress each other something terrible. She's so anxious for Bob to get home also. She calls me about every day, and we blabber on about nothing, and she tells me what Bob has been doing and what he says, and I do the same. I'm glad I have Sandy because she's the only one that seems to understand this army life. The other people all wonder how you can stand to be separated for so long and how you can stand to move from pillar to post and how you can stand so many terrible things about the army. But, Daddy, I just love it. I have no complaints at all except for now, of course, you being gone. But shortly you'll come home to us. Only 3 months left, Daddy, and believe me, I hope it goes fast. I sure hope you do get home for Christmas. The kids will be so anxious to see you. Sean's the most serious about you. He's the only one that cried as you left the airport. Take him fishing or hunting or any of the things that the daddy does. Sean has all kinds of plans for you when you come back. First off, he's got to go bowling. I told him his daddy didn't know how to bowl. He said, that's okay, I'll teach him. I'm afraid this record is a hodgepodge as I come back to it whenever I think of anything else to say. 600 inches or feet, I'm not sure how long this tape is. There's an awful lot of talking. My mother sent me the most beautiful negligee for my birthday. Then she called me later on in the week and told me that was for me to save for when Pat came home. I told her she was just asking for babies. She just laughed. I think she expects more anyway. Phyllis seems to be big as a house. I got a real nice letter from her. Yesterday I went to Charlene Moser's house while the kids were in school. I'm trying to finish my ceramics. Remember those mugs in the ashtray I had started at Fort Rucker? I think they may be done for this Christmas. She's a real nice girl that I went to school with and is helping me a lot. I'm going to take her to Fort Lawton one of these mornings next week, and I'm going to try and pour some more figurines, possibly Madonnas if they have any molds for those. Enclosed with this tape, as you can see, are two books by Cahil Gibran. I hope you like them. He has a whole collection, which I didn't know till I was in the bookstore the other day looking through them. Would you like all of his books or any in particular? They always make a real good gift. So I'm sending two books and a tape of your family, because I know those are the two things you love most in this world. I hope not in that order. I hope the family first. Irma wanted to give you a electric razor for a birthday present. She doesn't know if she should send it or just give it to me and let me keep it till you come home. She doesn't know if you can use it over there or even if you want it. She asked me what you'd like, and I told her I had no idea. She doesn't write because she said she hears the news from me. And you probably hear all about her from me also, so I'm just the intermediary there. She works quite a bit at the yacht club or tennis club, I can't remember which one, and Jerry's doing real good working down at Puget Sound Dry Dock. It's hard, dirty work, but he's happy there. A friend of my mother's called me yesterday afternoon. She had just come back from Menominee and said that place is really going to the dogs. Never was much to start with, but it's even worse now. She saw my mom's home and said it's just beautiful. They use the best materials, and they've got just everything lovely in it, built-in stove, etc. My mom and dad seem to be happy there now. At first, I think they were worried as to whether they might made the right choice or not. She said possibly next year they might take a trip out to California to see Phyllis and her new baby and the family. Well, everybody's gone now. Kelly's gone to dancing school, and the boys should be coming home from school pretty soon. So here I sit all alone. I'm laying down on the boys' bed looking out the window. It's Sunny Ballard. It's a beautiful, beautiful day today. The sun is shining and the clouds are... Well, let me see. I think they're cumulus clouds. The boys have never forgotten that either. They amazed my mother completely. She had never even heard of cumulus and didn't even know what it was. She told everybody how smart her grandsons were. Every time we went someplace, she'd say, "Hey, boys, what are those clouds up there?" And they'd yell out, "Cumulus!" They tickled her no end. My dad really seems to miss them when I talk to him on the phone. And he can't wait for you to come and visit them so you can have some home brew. Oh, that stuff is really rotten, isn't it, Daddy? It's so peaceful and quiet around here, I can't believe it. It gives me a lot of time to think now that they're all in school. I wish I didn't have so much time to think. The time goes faster if I keep busy. Your mother's keeping real busy in Alaska, too, according to her last letter. She worries about you, and every time she writes, she wonders what's new and what you're doing. Evidently, her baby in Vietnam isn't keeping her well posted. I'm real happy, though, that you're writing so many letters, especially Flanagan and Squenza and all your friends. I think that's wonderful. I was afraid you wouldn't write to anybody. They love hearing from you and hearing about Vietnam and the war stories. All we know, of course, is what we hear over the TV and see. I love this TV, though. It has shown Saigon several times in a few outlying districts. I look for you every time. Sometimes I see you when you're not there, I know, but it just thrills me no end. The TV does have its good points, Daddy, although I do watch a lot of garbage, too. At night, it's my only company. I sit some nights with Perry Como, some nights with Dr. Kildare. So I suppose when you come home, the TV will be finished, and we'll be listening to our good music. Did you say you're going to buy another tape recorder? What kind, how much, etc.? I sure hope you do get to Hong Kong pretty soon, Daddy. Not only do you need the rest and relaxation, but I would love for you to have a new wardrobe. When I was talking to Flanagan about you going to buy your clothes, he said, "Oh, what a mistake. You'd better go with him." He said, "Has he changed any since college? I can remember all he ever wore was dirty jeans." Told him that you had to dress now because you were in the Army, and naturally wearing a uniform, you couldn't go wrong. He looks real good, and that Corinne is a doll. She doesn't look like she's had a child, and they have four beautiful children, all boys. She's waiting for a girl to come along. Sean just came home. He brought home a good book to read tonight. It's called Living in God's Love. This seems to be quite a long one. I don't know if he can read it all in one night. I doubt it. So far, every night after school, he has read one complete book. They have been piling the homework on him, but he just loves this reading now. I'm very proud of him. Now, Sean wants to say happy birthday to his daddy.
Okay. Happy, what do you say, sing it?
Yeah, sing it.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Daddy. Happy birthday to you. Okay. Daddy, I miss you, and I pray for you every night. And light the candles on church on a Sunday for you. I hope you get safe and come back to us soon. And don't get wounded. We love you very much, Daddy. And miss you too. And I hope you have a nice birthday.
Sean wants to read one part of his book to you, Daddy, so you can hear how good he's reading now.
God is good to me. No, wait. God is good. God gave me my father. God is good to me. God is good. God gave me my mother. God is good to me. God is two fathers.
Good, two fathers.
Two fathers. God is good to mothers. God is all God.
Good. Wonderful. Now just a minute. This book is really easy compared to some that he's been having. It's a lot of repetition, I can see now, but he's been having little story books that is a continued story. This looks more like a catechism book. It has real nice pictures in it, and Sean enjoys this type of reading.
Need the book.
What'd you do in school today, Sean?
Oh, we played, and I read. No, the teacher was late for school.
He was late? Why?
Yeah. I got out ahead of him, and he was way back there stumbling and stopping.
Why didn't you wait for him?
I couldn't. I was halfway already down to, by
you mean
school.
After lunch? After lunch or this morning?
After lunch.
Oh, he wasn't late. He had plenty of time. He was just later than you, that's all.
No, he wasn't. He didn't have any room. I mean, as soon as I got there, we only got to play for about 2 minutes.
Is that all?
Then
we went in. Oh, dear. Well, where's that orangutan now? Is he here? He is. Hi, Case.
Hi.
Don't talk in too close to the microphone. Now, listen, I'm talking to Daddy, and we're saying happy birthday. So I want you to sing happy birthday to Daddy.
No.
Yeah.
Did you send the tape to him?
Yes, I'm going to
send... Tape recorder.
No, not the tape recorder. Just the tape.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Daddy. Happy birthday to you.
Well, that's very good. Listen, Sean was telling me you were late this afternoon. Were you late? Did the bell ring?
A minute late.
A minute late. That better never happen again. This is going to your daddy. He's going to be mad at you for piddle-poking around. Now, that's the first time you were tardy. We can't do that anymore. You better start rushing off to school after lunch. Well, what'd you do in school today?
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing at all?
Yeah.
You must have done something. Did you draw pictures? Did you?
No.
He was outside with me, Mom.
Was he?
And I, draw my...
Did you just buy that?
No, I borrowed this so we can talk to Daddy. Well, he wants to know what you're doing in school.
Are we really
going to play band in the bedroom?
You going to play band?
Are we really
gonna
talking
play your
to
mandolins?
Daddy?
Yeah.
Daddy
Sean got your mandolins out. Okay, you play a song for Daddy. These are the
where?
The mandolins from Saigon.
On here?
These are the Beetle Brady brothers. Okay.
We were going to play it in the bedroom.
Casey, that's wonderful. That's a beautiful chord. Okay, play me a tune. What do you want to play? Oh,
I don't know
what
to play.
Well, play something else. Play 5 foot 2, eyes of blue,
anyone seen mine,
good, very good. Turned up nose, turned down hose. Flapper, yes sir, one of them. Has anybody seen my gal? Now if you run into a 5'2" covered with fur, furs, diamond rings, and all those things you can bet your life it isn't her. But could she love, could she do?
Gucci,
Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci
these poor mandolins have seen better days. Some of the strings are popped, and the other ones don't look too sharp. The boys really enjoyed them, but they didn't hold up too well. I just played back a little ways again, and after I had heard what I said about going to Irma Lee's wedding, and I felt better after they stopped talking to you, it sounded just rotten, Daddy. That's not what I meant. I meant everybody was there together, and there was music, and there was dancing, and everybody seemed so happy, and I wasn't, because I was without my Daddy. We could have had a beautiful time together. I remember the last time we were there is when Bud and Betty were married, and we stood up for them. What a blast that was. This was nothing like that, but Irma's young boy looks like a real nice fella. He's real tall and good-looking, and Irma Lee is still working, and her husband now is going to go to school and finish his education. He has a year left to go. It'll be a rough road to hoe for him for a while, but they can make it. We did. I look back at the old times, Daddy, and they don't seem so bad now that they're all over. At the time, they weren't so much fun, I guess, but we have gone through an awful lot together. We've been all over the world and back and had all kinds of honeymoons. I'm waiting for my next one when we go away together when you come home. I asked Bud and Betty about using their cabin, and Betty said, sure, any time, but it's awfully cold up there in the winter. I told her we could do something to keep ourselves warm. She didn't have to worry about that. She said they have a nice fireplace. We could build a log fire and sit around, just the two of us. So I told Irma we might be going up there, and she said, oh, good, I get those kids. Well, she's been saying that for everything, but I hope she comes through this time. I really would like to go away with you, Daddy, and just listen to you talk and hear you tell me all the things you've seen and done. You have done so much, and so much time has lapsed since I saw you last. I haven't really done anything constructive. I've piddled away my time. I have done a lot of cleaning, etc., which is not very exciting work. I spend a lot of time with these kids. I've only been away from them a couple times. That's when I went to the movies that night, went to the wedding. Other than that, where I go, they go. We have gotten very close. I love them so much. A lot of times they get on my nerves, something fierce, but as a general rule, they're pretty good kids. Irma can't get over how good they are. She keeps telling me that they're tremendous. They're great. Of course, she's a little partial. She treats Sean like she treated you. She just loves him to death. But Kelly really is the apple of her eye as far as the little girl is concerned. She tells everyone how beautiful she is. They say Sean looks just like you and acts just like you and is just a spitting image of his father. She said it's amazing going through this all over again. Boy, talk about rambling on. That's all I'm doing. I haven't talked this much since I talked to Sandy last on the telephone. I hope you're not real bored, Daddy, but I thought, even though I'm not saying anything, I thought you'd like to hear us. The kids were real anxious to sing Happy Birthday to you when they found out I was going to buy the tape. If you get a chance, and if you'd like to, you could send a tape back. I think Mike can borrow this recording machine again. It's a friend of his that works down at Tall's, and they took it home. It's a demonstrator or whatever they have down there that they let people use. I didn't have to pay a penny to use it, which was really nice. So this is a cheap gift, and yet it's a good one, I hope. I had done so good with my reading for a while, and every night before I went to bed, I read. I read quite a few books, and now all of a sudden I've slacked off. I've been reading magazines, which aren't as constructive, I know, as a good book. But I have been getting some good ideas for a house and for decorating ideas for a home. I've cut out a few of the pages like you wanted me to a long, long time ago. I'm finally getting around to doing these things now that you're gone, all the things that you've wanted me to do for such a long time. Oh, I'm just sick about my nails. I told you I bit them off, and they were looking so pretty. I was real proud of them. Sandy couldn't believe it. She thought it was just great. Now they're down to the nubs again. I've got to start all over, but they'll get there. I love my ring. I'm looking at it right now while I was talking about my fingernails. A lot of people have asked why the NP. They all think it's for my maiden name, but I told them it was Nancy and Pat, not Nancy Parsick. I love everything you've sent me. About those snakeskin shoes, I know you're going to kill me. I let it go so long, but I didn't wear that kind of shoe during the summer. When I went to have them fixed, they couldn't stretch them any further. He said it would wreck the shoe, so I'd have to have a new sole. And I told you this in a letter, and I don't know if it's too late or not to have them fixed. I think they're made awfully crude. They're they're not exactly like the snake skin that they have here in the States. They must do some kind of a processing, but the shoe man told me all I could do for them would be to put a clear polish over them, which I did, and it doesn't help. They're just the same, real scaly. I'm afraid the scales will peel off, and in time I won't have much left. Tomorrow, while the kids are in school, Albina's going to take me downtown to lunch. She's sure been good to me. She has given us so many things, all castaways, but still in real good shape. I've gotten shoes and dresses and I don't know what all from good old Auntie Bina. Gail has more than she knows what to do with, so she's real free about giving it away. Uncle Vince is still the same. He wonders about Gallagher and thinks about you often. Every time I go up there, he comes around. He asks me all about you and how you're doing. Cindy has gotten so big. You haven't seen her since she was real young, but she's 12 years old now, about the same size Beverly was when I was in Alaska having Sean. Gail Ann is real big. She's 16, stands 5'8" tall, and looks down at her big cousin now, which is me. She is a real nice girl. Gives Albina bad times sometimes, but that's teenagers, I guess. She drives now and takes their car all over town, just has a real good time. Nancy Sequenza just called. She said Mike's on his way over to show me how to run this machine. Little does he know I am a genius at these machines. Isn't that a shame, Daddy? I never learned how to use ours. They really aren't complicated, though. This one I picked up in nothing. But as long as he's coming over, I'll let him say a few words to you. This 600 feet is an awful lot of talking. The kids and I just finished our dinner. We had some real good pork chops and potatoes and salad and beans. Ooh, I wish you could have been here, Daddy. You're going to miss my cooking more and more. When you get back, I'm going to make you nice and fat and healthy. How much weight have you lost now? You did look a little slimmer on your pictures. The boys are eating real good now. Kelly still's a fiddly little thing. She only eats sometimes and not much of anything. Jerry Murphy just hung up the telephone. He had a real cute little happy birthday wish for you, but the phone wouldn't pick up the recording. So we talked for a while, and then he said, oh, heck, he wasn't doing anything. He'd come on over and wish you happy birthday in person. So he should be here pretty soon. It's getting late now, Daddy. It's getting dark outside, so I'm going to get the kiddies ready for bed and try and get them to sleep. Uncle Jerry will be here shortly, and he'll wish you a happy birthday. What are you doing, Casey? Don't be touching stuff.
I went over here.
You went over what?
Over this way. I'm just going.
Is that
going
over here?
No.
Yeah.
Going like I'm that.
Over.
Did you see? Watch it. Maybe we should do it. And watch.
I'm watching.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I gotta say this to get the next one.